礼拜六、礼拜五。
So Friday.
的头条新闻在《华尔街时报》。
So this is in the Wall Street Journal. That's the front page news.
我想大家都知道。
I think everyone know about this.
相片是武汉的一个医生戴上，穿上全副这个防毒的这个衣服、面具，还有 goggle。
So this picture is a doctor in Wuhan, all suited up in her gears and wearing a goggle over the eyes.
然后头条的新闻就是说病毒爆发，宣告这个世界卫生组织说现在全球进入紧急状态。
And so the WHO has declared this a health emergency, a global health emergency.
那我们教会也做了相对的措施。
And so our church also taken the necessary steps.
我们有一个在起码未来的半年。
So I think at least in the upcoming half year.
凡是从中国大陆飞回来的人。
So all the people who just flew back from mainland China.
如果来教会的话，都是请他们先在家里留两个礼拜。
So if they were to come to church, we ask them to at least stay at home for at least two weeks, quarantine themselves for 2 weeks.
一面调整时差。
On one hand, to adjust to different time zone.
另一面也让这个有一个过渡时期，让看看身体有什么变化。
And also give them time to observe to see if there are any changes to their bodies or their health.
这是现在整个世界大家采取的一个基本的叫做卫生常识吧。
So this is a basic health procedure that everyone now is taking on.
所以这不是对你个人来的，是对着我们整个所有这个今天面对的这一个所谓冠状性病毒的一个应该有的反应。
So this is not to adjust to you personally, but rather for everyone. And so this is a proper response that everyone should have to this coronavirus.
那我也想在这个时间段，因为大家都心里面在想这个瘟疫的事情。
So I would like to take this opportunity since, you know, this virus is on everybody's mind.
所以我借着这个机会呢，把圣经中怎么讲到瘟疫，那我们基督徒应当如何面对这样的一个全世界每一个人都心里面害怕的这件事，我们基督徒的态度应该是什么。
And so since this is on everyone's mind, we should take a look at how the Bible records in terms of Christians, as Christians, how our response should be to plagues and pestilence.
那当然要讲这个题目可以讲好几天呢。
And so if we really want to get into this topic, it could fill days.
你如果看今天的这个节目表上面有好多的圣经经文。
And so if you look at today's outline, there are many, many passages from the Bible.
你慢慢可以回家一节一节把它找出来。
Feel free to go home and read them yourself.
今天呢，我只是把我自己从圣经里面找到的这些圣经，然后把它综合起来，把几个重点给大家做一个讲解。
So for me personally today, I've just gathered all the passages that I noted in the Bible and then to put them into different key points I want to share with you.
对，当然这个圣经中这个字是中文翻译叫做瘟疫。
So the word that's used in the Bible is called plague.
在英文呢就两个字。
But in English, so there are actually two words for this.
一个字英文把它翻译成 plague, 另外有一个字把它翻译成 pestilence.
So one word is plagues, the other one is pestilence.
对，这两个字其实是对应着在希伯来文里面有两个不同的字。
And these two words are actually in correspondence to two similar words in Hebrew.
那你会发现在甚至在翻译圣经的时候有不同的版本，它这两个字也就常常翻译，要么就翻译成 plague, 要不然就翻译成 pestilence, 而且是交换的，都有不同的版本，不同的用法。
And then you will find that in different versions of the Bible, different translated version of the Bible, they also use these two words interchangeably, sometimes using plague, sometimes use pestilence, and sometimes they just swapped.
我们如果回想你读圣经的时候，你平常我们都是从创世纪出埃及记读起，对吧？
So if you think back to when you read the Bible, oftentimes we start with Genesis and Exodus.
最早你看到 瘟疫这个词的时候是在出埃及记的时候。
So the very first time we see this word, plague is in book of Exodus.
那就是当摩西神告诉他你要把我的百姓从埃及带出来。
And that's when God told Moses that you need to bring my people out of Egypt.
所以神就打发摩西去法老面前宣告神这个要求。
And so God sent Moses to the Pharaoh to tell him God's demand.
然后神说如果你不照着我的话去做我要从天上降灾临到你们埃及人。
And so God said, if you do not do as I say, then I will rain down this plague from heaven to
Egyptian.
And so we know that there are these 10 great disasters.
所以在这个灾的里面有一个灾就是叫做瘟疫。
And one of these disasters is plague.
这是圣经里面最早你看到有这么一个东西。在古时候在摩西的时代这件事情就存在了。
And so from that you know that even in ancient time, in the time of Moses, plagues existed.
然后你可以照着圣经这样一直查下来一直到圣经要结束启示录还在讲同样这个字。
And then if you go through the entire book of the Bible, all the way to the end, even in the book of Revelation, it still talk about this.
所以这里就告诉我们一个很清楚的事实。
So this tells us this clear truth.
瘟疫不是古时候有现在没有的东西。
Plague is not something that only existed in the ancient time.
它远从出埃及记的时候3500年前是吧、yeah, so, 从摩西到耶稣1500年摩西耶稣到我们2000年加起来3500年。
And so from 3,500 years ago.
对到我们现在一直存在这个词叫做瘟疫。
Until today, this word exists, has existed, plague.
即使我们今天的科学非常的发达，医学非常的进步，对 plague 到今天无解。
And even with our advanced medical advances, we still today have no cure for the plague.
那么，我们比较印象很深的那一个瘟疫，对中国人来说就是。SARS,
so,
03年的时候
so the type of plague that's very familiar to a lot of Chinese is the 2003 SARS outbreak.
那一次发生那个东西神秘的出现然后又神秘的什么消失
It mysteriously appeared and also mysteriously went away.
到今天没有人说得清楚那个病毒怎么不见了然后就是用一个解释哦夏天温度高了所以就没有了。
Until today, no one could give a clear answer how and why the SARS went away, and the official word is simply that, oh, because of the temperature got hotter.
所以今天的人就盼望这一次的 SARS 又来自 2.0 版也可以在夏天的时候自动消失。
And so same thing, this time for the coronavirus, or they call it the SARS 2.0, they hope that it will go away on its own once the weather warms up.
是人从自然的角度来解释这些事情你可以有这些所谓的盼望。
And indeed, from a human perspective, you could have these so-called hope.
但是你从神的角度来看那是另外一个不同的圣经有不同的观点。
But however, if you see this from God's perspective, the Bible have a different, perspective on this.
对，那我今天呢就要把几个圣经把它挑出来，让我们大家一起来思想。
And so I'd like to pick a few verses from the Bible today for everyone to meditate on, to think about.
我们看历代志上。
So let's take First Chronicles.
对，请打开。旧约历代志上21章
Turn to the Old Testament, First Chronicles, chapter 21.
历代志上21章12节
So, First Chronicles, chapter 21, verse 12.
这一章是讲到大卫被撒旦激动去数点以色列人。
And so this is this talk about how David was enticed by Satan to count to the number of the Israelites.
第一节你看到的,
so this is what it says in the verse 1.
撒旦起来攻击以色列人，激动大卫数点他们。
And so this is in chapter, the first verse where he says that it's
21 first.
Okay. So then Satan stood up against Israel and moved David to number Israel.
那么大卫是为什么要数点呢? 因为他希望自己, 我有多少的人民，有多少的军队, 是他的骄傲的心, 虚荣心, 可以夸口。
So why did he do this? Why did Satan entice David to do this? Is so that once David knows the number, he knows, oh, how great and vast my country is, how much army, how much power I have in the army. So it's a personal vanity. So this is a personal pride.
这是神禁止的，神不准他做这件事。
This is something that God forbids.
但是他仍然坚持要去做这件事。
So yet David insisted on doing this.
然后就招来神的惩罚。
And then because of that, He brought forth God's discipline.
好，那么我们读这个十二节。
Okay, let's read verse 12.
于是加德来见大卫，对他说：“加德是先知，来对大卫说话了。耶和华如此说：你可以随意选择，或三年的饥荒，或败在你敌人面前，被敌人的刀追杀三个月，或在你国中有耶和华的刀。注意这个词，耶和华的刀就是什么？三日的瘟疫，耶和华的使者在以色列的四境施行毁灭。现在你要想一想。” 我好回复那差我来着。So verse 12 from verse 11,
he says, so Gad, who was a prophet, came to David and said to him, thus says the Lord, take for yourself either 3 years of famine or 3 months to be swept away before your foes while the sore of your enemies overtakes you, or else 3 days of the sore of the Lord, that's the key words, a sword of the Lord, even pestilence in the land, and the angel of the Lord destroying throughout all the territory of Israel. Now therefore, consider what answer I shall return to him who sent me.
那我们跳到16节，16、17，我们下读，我们要一直读完30节。
And let's skip to 16. Chapter 16, and then we'll read on until verse 30.
你来读16，我读17，我们两个轮流。
Okay, so English will read the even verses and then all verses in Chinese. So verse 16. Then David lifted up his eyes and saw the angel of the Lord standing between earth and heaven, with his drawn sword in his hand stretched out over Jerusalem. Then David and the elders, covered with sackcloth, fell on their faces.
大卫祷告神说, 吩咐数点百姓的不是我吗? 我犯了罪，行了恶，但这群羊做了什么呢? 愿耶和华我神的手攻击我和我的父家，不要攻击你的名，降瘟疫于他们。Then
the angel of the Lord commanded Gad to say to David that David should go up and build an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Ornan, the Jebusite.
大卫就照着加德奉耶和华的名所说的话上去了。Now,
Ornan turned back and saw the angel, and his four sons who were with him hid themselves, and Ornan was threshing wheat.
大卫到了阿尔南那里，阿尔南看见大卫，就从禾场上出去，脸伏于地向他下拜。Then
David said to Ornan, Give me the site of this threshing floor, that I may build on it on altar to the Lord. For the full price you shall give it to me, that the plague may be restrained from the people.
这一个23节，阿尔南对大卫说：“你可以用这禾场，愿我主我王照你所喜悦的去行，我也将牛给你做燔祭。” 把打粮的器具当柴烧，拿麦子做素祭，这都是我送给你的。But
King David said to Ornan, No, but I will surely buy it for the full price, for I will not take what is yours for the Lord, or offer a burnt offering which costs me nothing.
于是大卫为那块地平了600 shekel金子给阿尔南。
Then David built an altar to the Lord there and offered burnt offerings and peace offerings. And he called to the Lord and he answered him with fire from heaven on the altar of burnt offering.
耶和华吩咐使者，他就收刀入鞘。
At that time, when David saw that the Lord had answered him on the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite, he offered sacrifice there.
好，这是一个我们读圣经就知道的一个有名的故事。
So this is a very famous story for those who, of us who read the Bible.
讲到大卫犯罪。
So we talk about how David sinned.
神降灾于他。
And so God causes this pestilence to fall upon him.
瘟疫，他选择的是瘟疫。
And so he chose the plague.
因为他说，我宁可落在神的手里，也不要落在人的手里，因为神有怜悯。
For he said that I'd rather suffer in God's hand and not in the hands of man, for God is merciful.
好，那么他就在神面前认罪悔改了。
And so he repented before the Lord.
他得到他该得到的惩罚。
And so he received the punishment.
然后先知告诉他，你去建一个坛。
And then the prophet told him that you shall go and build an altar.
所以他跑到那个阿尔南那个人的家里面有一块禾场，他把那块买下来。
And so he went to Ornan and then purchased his threshing floor.
然后在那里筑了一个祭坛。
And there he built an altar.
然后这一个瘟疫就因着他敬拜神献了祭就停了。
And because he worshipped the Lord and he made an offering, this pestilence stopped.
所以你就可以看到圣经说，当他这个事情结束的时候，耶和华的使者就把那个刀就放入回他的刀鞘里头了。
And so as you can see from this passage, once the offering has been made, the angel of God returned his sword back into his sheath.
所以瘟疫又叫做什么？耶和华的刀。
So that's why pestilence or plague is also called the sword of the Lord.
那如果你再往前走到摩西的时代。
And then if you continue on to the time of Moses.
摩西跟大卫差差不多500年。
So there's about 500 years separating the two.
那么在摩西的时代，不但神用这个瘟疫击杀了埃及人，因为当时法老不愿意让以色列人走。
And then so in the time of Moses, you discover that not only God did God use plague to kill a lot of the Egyptians because the Pharaoh wouldn't let the Israelites go.
所以你可以看到这个神的瘟疫啊，是有非常大的选择性的。
And so from this you can see that there's this opportunity. It's very selective in terms of God's plague.
同样的瘟疫下来，哎，只有埃及人受打击，以色列人就灭。
Because for the same plague to fall down on the land of Egypt, but only the Egyptians got it, but not the Israelites.
SARS 下来的时候，只有中国人干到了。
So when SARS came down, only the Chinese seemed to only suffer from it.
非常稀奇的事情。
So this is very interesting.
那现在当他们出埃及了，在旷野的时候，又出了大事了。
And so now that the people had left Egypt and they're in the wilderness, another great thing happened.
可拉党背叛这个亚伦跟摩西。
So the tribe of
Levi.
Tribe of Levi rebelled against Aaron.
对，因为他们觉得。你摩西跟亚伦为什么自称为领袖，我们都要听你呢？
And so they say, who put you as the leader? Who put you, Aaron and Moses, as the leader of us?
那你去看民数记16章的故事。
So if you go read the numbers, it's recorded in the book of Numbers.
16章。
Chapter 16.
对，你读那章的时候，你就会发现，因着那一件事引来神的愤怒。
And when you read that book, you discover that because of that event, it brought forth God's wrath.
可拉背叛的时候，地打开了，那些人直通车下地狱。
And in their rebellion, the ground opened up, and the tribe of Levi just fell right through.
好了，那老百姓看了这件可怕的事情，又开始抱怨了。
And so when the people of Israel saw this, they started to complain again and grumble.
说哎呀，你们杀了神的百姓了。
And they say, oh, you have killed the people of God.
所以先是可拉党的背叛引起神的愤怒的责罚，然后有老百姓不懂事，又在那里complain，责怪是摩西把他们杀死的。
And so it started because the tribe of Levi, they rebelled against God, and so they received the just punishment. But then people, the Israelites, because they didn't know any better, and they thought that it was because of Moses.
他们就随便责怪了摩西。
And so they blame all this on Moses.
神就下了什么？瘟疫。
And so God brought down the plague.
那这个瘟疫怎么停的呢？
And how did that stop? How did this plague stop?
摩西对亚伦说：“赶快拿着香炉，站在死人与活人中间。”
And so Moses told Aaron to hurry and bring the incense to stand and stand between the living and the dead.
为百姓赎罪
，and to offer atonement for the people.
所以在那里，他中文圣经翻译的赎罪，献上赎罪。
And so in Chinese version, it says to offer up atonement.
啊，英文你注意看，它的翻译叫做 atonement.
So that's the English word atonement.
Atonement 在新约什么时候出现？
So when did this word atonement appear in the New Testament?
罗马书第三章。
And it appeared first in Romans chapter 3.
二十三节说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。二十三节。
He said in Romans chapter 3, it says that for the world have sinned and shortchanged the glory of God.
然后呢，神如今却蒙神的怜悯。二十四节，设立耶稣基的救赎，能够白白的称义。二十四节。
And so in verse 24 it says, being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus.
24节就说神设立耶稣做挽回祭。
And so it says that God set up Jesus Christ as the redemption.
凭着耶稣的血借着人的信显明神的义。
And then through the from whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in His blood through faith.
那这个 propitiation 也是 atonement 的意思。
So propitiation is also a similar meaning to atonement.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters，
从旧约你看到有瘟疫的事情，它可以对付神的仇敌埃及人。
So from the Old Testament, you can see that when we talk about plague, it could be used against the enemy of Israel, the Egyptians.
神也用同样的这件事情也对付管教神的百姓。
But God could also use the same thing to discipline and punish his own people.
连大卫神所爱的这一个仆人，当他犯罪的时候，神也没有让他逃过。
And even David, a servant whom God favors and loves, could not get away with it either.
那么，所以你在看见神是来管教外邦人，也管教神的儿女。
So from these events, you can see that God not only disciplined the Gentiles, but also disciplined His own people.
但是他的儿女呢，就有一个跟外邦人不一样的地方。
But however, there is some difference between the Gentiles and then His children.
就是有这一个救赎在这个里头。
And that is, there is this atonement.
就是说
continue within.
你在摩西的时代，如果亚伦站在死人与活人中间替他们赎罪，献上认罪的香，瘟疫就止息了。
And in Old Testament time, it shows that when Aaron takes the incense to and offer up atonement for the people, the plague stopped.
对，同样大卫在阿尔南的禾场建了一个造神的话，建了一个祭坛，献上祭的时候，这个神的愤怒也就止息了。
And same thing at the time with David, once he built the altar at the threshing floor of Ornan and then made the sacrifice.The plague stopped. The pestilence stopped.
那个时候没有 N95 的口罩。
And so remember, at that time, they don't have the N95 breathing mask.
对吧？但是是照着属灵的原则，神来行事的。
However, God works according to spiritual principles.
Got the picture? 啊，我给你讲这个故事，让大家脑海里面很清楚，神 做事的原则。
So I share this story with you so you have a clear picture of the principle of how God works.
那么我们两个礼拜前开始让弟兄姊妹读一篇诗篇，还记得吗？我们上礼拜也读了。
So two weeks ago, and also last week, I had brothers and sisters to read from a book of Psalms. Remember?
诗篇九十一篇，请大家再打开来。
Psalm number 91.
对，这是现在当前最重要的诗篇，
so,
每一个基督徒都应该来好好读的。
So this is a very important Psalm, especially now, and every Christian should read it.
诗篇九十一篇，我们要从第一节念到第七节。
So Psalm 91, we'll read from verse 1 to 7.
对，我跟我的弟兄轮流读，你们再来复习一下。然后我要问你最重要是哪一节啊？
We'll alternate reading here, and so that we can review, and then later afterwards, I'll ask you which verse is most important.
好，请你用英文读第一节。
Okay. English verse 1. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
我要论到耶和华说，他是我的避难所，是我的山宅，是我的神，是我所依靠的。
For it is he who delivers you from the snares of the trapper and from the deadly pestilence.
他必用自己的羽毛遮蔽你，他要投靠，你要投靠在他的翅膀底下，他的诚实是大小的盾牌。
You will not be afraid of the terror by night or of the arrow that flies by day.
也不怕夜黑夜行的瘟疫，或是午间灭人的毒病。
A thousand may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not approach you.
这个我们读了好几次了。
So we read this many times.
我要问大家。
And so let me ask you this.
这篇诗篇神对他的百姓要讲什么？
So what is God trying to say to his people in this psalm?
我们要不要怕瘟疫？要不要怕毒病？
So should we be afraid of pestilence?
啊？要不要？为什么不要？
No, so why not?
啊？因为神是我们的什么？避难所，是我们的保护。
For he is our shelter, he is our shield.
有没有条件？
So does it come with any conditions?
神是我们的保护，是我们的高台，我们不需要害怕。但是这个应许有条件还是没有条件？
So he is our altar, he is our protection, but does this come with any conditions?
有没有条件？
Does it come with conditions?
什么条件？
What kind of condition?
就是第一节。
And it's described in verse 1.
对吧？所以这我们刚刚读的这七节圣经。
So in the seven passages we just read.
它的钥匙是什么？
The key lies.
啊，就是第一节。
In verse 1.
啊，所以我们姐妹说得好，你要记得这一节圣经叫911。
So remember, this passage is called 911.
对不对？九十一篇，
so Psalm 91,
是 911 吗？
So 911,
记住了啊。
So remember
911.
Remember that.
这节圣经说，住在至高者隐秘处的，必住在全能者的荫庇下。
So it's again verse 1. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty.
好，我要考你们，这节圣经联想。在新约有没有一节跟他可以配起来的？
So let me test you, quiz you this. Can you name another place in the New Testament that's connected to this particular verse?
有没有？
Do you remember?
住在主里，哪里有讲过这句话？
So dwell in the Almighty. Where has this
dwell in him?
Dwell in him.
Abide in him.
Abide in him. This verse.
有一个耶稣讲一个比喻。
So the Lord Jesus gave this parable.
他说，我父是栽培人。
So he says, my heavenly father is the
husbandman, 对不对？我是葡萄树，真葡萄树。
And he said, I am the true vine.
有没有啊？约翰福音十五章。
So in John chapter 15,
对不对？枝子怎么样连在葡萄树上？
And so how the branches are connected to the vine.
你们也要什么？ 住在我里面。
And same way that you shall dwell abide in me.
所以在那里，主耶稣特别讲到什么意思，叫做与他的连接。
So in that parable, our Lord Jesus talked about what it means to be connected to Him.
那我站在他旁边，跟他站近一点，可以吗
？So is that how that works? We stand really close.
这里讲的距离的接近，不是你天天贴着耶稣，两个绑在一起。
So here, in terms of when we talk about closeness, it doesn't mean that you're physically right next to Jesus each and every day.
他乃是说你要住在主耶稣的里面，听起来好像懂又好像不懂哦。
So it says you need to abide in Him. So it seems like something that you understand, but yet it's not really that clear.
我们打开来看好吗
？So let's turn to the book.
那一句话就把我们整个现在的911就解释出来了。
So this passage explained the 911 passage.
对
，Psalm 91,
十五章，
so John,
约翰福音
，John chapter 15。
在这里他讲说什么叫做住在主里面呢
So we talk about what it means to dwell in the Lord.
我们从第一节念到第八节好吗
So we'll read from verse 1 to verse 8.
我们两个轮流哈、
okay.
你读第一节我读第二节。
So English, I'll start with verse 1. I am the true vine and my father is the vine dresser.
凡属我不结果子的枝子他就剪去凡结果子的他就修理干净使枝子结果子更多
You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you
你们要藏在我里面我也藏在你们里面枝子若不在葡萄树上自己就不能结果子你们若不藏在我里面也是这样
I am the vine, and you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
注意这句话。
So pay attention to the next verse.
人若不藏在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人收拾起来，扔在火里烧了。第七节。
And verse 7. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish,And it will be done for you.
你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。请问，刚刚我们读的这一段圣经
，So let me ask you this: in the passage we just read,
它最重复的一句词汇就是住在我里面，对吧
？So the word he repeated again and again is to abide in me.
但是如何住在主里面？按照主耶稣刚刚讲的那段话。
But according to what Lord Jesus just said, how do we abide in Him?
什么是这段话的钥匙
？So where's the key hidden in these passages?
找得出来吗
？Can you see?
什么叫做住在主里面
？What does it mean to abide in Him?
第七节。
So it's in verse 7.
你们若藏在我里面，下面一句话。
If you abide in me, the next words.
我的话也藏在你们里面。
And my words abide in you.
看到没有
？See this?
什么？主耶稣在这里给我们一个很清楚的定义。
So, a logist gives us this very clear definition.
什么叫做住在耶稣里头
？What does it mean to abide in Him in our Lord Jesus?
他说，就是我的话。藏在你们的里面。
As he said, it means when my words abide in you.
因为这个约翰福音的第一章第一节有一个重要的宣告。
Because in John chapter 1, verse 1, there's a very important proclamation.
这个话。
And that's the word.
第一章第一节约翰福音怎么说
?John chapter 1, verse 1.
太初有话道。道怎么样与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
所以它定义这个话是什么
？So it defines the Word as what?
不是你的话，也不是我的话。
It's not the words that we speak.
是谁的话
？Whose word?
神的话。
Well, the Word of God.
这个神的话就是耶稣。
And this Word of God is Jesus.
这是约翰福音要定义给我们的。
So this is the definition that John wants to.
那现在主耶稣说你要住在我里面。
And so now Jesus said you need to abide in me.
那我也住在你们里面。
I also abide in you.
听起来 好像懂哦。
So, it's on the surface.
他在脑袋想想，耶稣，我怎么住在你里面？你怎么住在我里头？不是太玄了吗？
But if you really think about it, how does that even work?
但是你懂得耶稣就是什么？神的话。
But however, if you understand that our Lord Jesus is the Word of God.
所以当神的话在你里面的话，
And so only when the Word of God is in you,
就是什么？
Is what?
耶稣在你的里面，有没有啊？
It's when Jesus is in you.
不要睡觉了啊。
So don't fall asleep.
一定要醒啊。
So you must stay awake for this.
你这个没有听见，你像 virus 就要把你吓死。
And if you do not understand this and do not take heart to these words, what's going on with the virus will scare you to death.
现在如果你有神的话在你里头，
but however, if you have the word of God inside of you,
就是诗篇911所说的。
And that is exactly what Psalm 91 verse 1 says.
讲什么？
What does it say?
住在至高者隐秘处，有没有啊？
To dwell in the highest place.Of the utmost high.
大不大？
You understand this?
啊？
You got it?
大。哎，一定要大。
You have to understand this.
住在主里，住在至高者的隐秘处，自然而然，怎么样？你就平安了吧？
So,
因为他是我们的什么？避难所。是我们的保护嘛。
So when you dwell in the shelter of the Most High, of course you'll be okay because He is our shelter.
对不对？我们刚刚没有去念它，但是我们念了七节而已。
So we didn't finish reading Psalm 91.
但是已经够了，因为第六节他说不怕黑夜的瘟疫或是午间灭人的毒病。
But that's already enough because in verse 6, it already says, of the pestilence that stalks in the darkness or of the destruction that lays waste at noon. So we're not afraid.
所以有千人扑倒在你的旁边，万人扑倒在你的右边，这就是武汉呢。
A thousand may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand. That's
right,
what's happening in Wuhan right
now. 它会有上万的人扑倒的。
So it will cause tens of thousands of people to fall.
昨天的统计数字已经上万了。
So yesterday's total count is up to 10,000.
千人扑倒你旁边，万人扑倒你右边是 literally 实现的。
So where it says that 1,000 may fall on your side and 10,000 at your right side, this is literal.
那神的保证是什么？
So what's God's guarantee?
有千万人倒在你旁边，他说你呢？
So even though there may be tens of thousands falling by your side,
一起说话啊。
Let's say, read this together.
这灾却不得临近你。
But it shall not approach you.
好不好啊？
Isn't it great?
感谢主吗？
Do you thank the Lord?
怕吗？
Are you afraid?
不怕，没有什么好怕的。
There's nothing to be afraid of.
对不对？
Right.
所以你要告诉弟兄姊妹，来聚会，没有什么好怕的。
So you need to tell brothers and sisters to come.
你看我们今天信心落
后，少
了一半人。
So it seems like we lost half the people.
对不对？没有什么好怕的。哎，可是有个条件，你必须什么？住在主里面。
There's nothing to be afraid of, but the prerequisite is that you must dwell in the shelter of the Most High.
对。住在主里面什么意思啊？
So what does it mean to dwell in him, to abide in him?
啊，住在让神的话住在你里面，你最少那万万要记住吧。
But if it means that you need to also allow his words to live in you.
我们老年痴呆症，你千万不要把神的话给忘了。
So even if you may become forgetful when you advance in age, but you shall not forget God's words.
因为神的话跟人的话不一样的。
Because God's words are totally different from man's words.
神的话是生命，是灵，是我们的粮。
For God's words is life,
粮食的粮
spirit, and also our food.
对不对？
Right?
是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。因为他的话跟人的话不一样的。
It's the lampstand lamp before our feet, light before our feet.
你要知道神的话多厉害。
So you know how powerful.
当什么都没有的时候，
when there was nothing,
神说要有光就有了光。
God said, "Let there be light." There's light.
说立就立，对不对？
So
他能够从没有造出万有。
So he can create things from nothing.
凭什么？
Everything from nothing.
神的话。
By using only God's word.
而且圣经说，神的话没有一句不带着什么。
And the Bible says that not a single word of God does not come with power.
对，所以他的话能够造出万有，因为一切万有是怎么开始的？从大能开始的嘛。
Because it says that everything comes from his word, because everything comes from this great power.
对，因为神就是大能的神。
Because God is the Almighty God.
所以我们真是瞎了眼。
So we're truly blind.
我们不认识我们所信的神是什么样一位伟大的神。
For we do not truly understand how great a God is that whom we believe in.
小的时候常说，哦，我爸爸是什么？觉得我爸爸是全世界最伟大的，对吧
？So as a kid, you may say, "Oh, my dad is this or that," because as a kid, you feel like your father is the greatest father in the world.
但是你认不认识你的天父才是真正宇宙中最伟大的呢
？But do you realize that your heavenly father is truly the greatest in this entire universe?
有他做我们的天父，天塌了有没有关系啊？啊，
with,
天塌了也没有关系。
With him being our heavenly father, even if the sky has fallen, it's okay.
你只要听他的话，照着他的话去行，你没有什么可以怕的。
As long as you obey his words and to do according to his words, his commandment, then there's nothing to be afraid of.
好，到目前我是把旧约的重点把它点出来了哈。
So I just highlighted the important parts in the Old Testament.
那现在我要让大家来看的新约的时候又怎么样呢
？So let's take a look at what's going on in the New Testament time.
我们来看几处的新约的经文。
Let's turn to a few places in the New Testament.
我们新约里面也是有三个字，在原文来讲也有三个字。
So in the New Testament, according to the original text, there are also three words we shall focus on.
英文也是翻译成 plague 或者 pestilence.
So in the English translations, they also translate those three words into plagues or pestilence.
但是我们不是就原文专家，你只要知道有这回事就可以了。
So because we're not experts in the original text, so just be aware that there's such a thing.
好。我们先看路加福音。
So let's take a look at the book of Luke,
21章
chapter 21.
对，耶稣说的将来的就是关于他主回来之前的预言。
So this is what Lord Jesus said regarding to he prophesied what will happen before his second coming.
对，这是讲到主第二次回来的时候，主耶稣的预言。
So this is what Lord prophesied.
21章第10节到11节。
So Luke chapter 21, verse 10 till 11.
对，当时耶稣对他们说：“民要攻打民。”国要攻打国，地要大大的震动，多处必有饥荒，然后呢，瘟疫，又有可怕的异象和大神迹从天上显现。
So chapter 21 verse 10 through 11. Then he continued by saying to them, Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be great earthquakes, and in various places plagues and famines, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven.
对，所以你看到在这个地方，New American Standard 翻译成什么？
So here in the NASB version, it translates to
pestilence, 对不对？刚刚你念的时候是 pestilence， 但是如果
plague，
那你去看 King James， 它就翻译成pestilence.
So here in the NASB version it says plagues, but in the King James version it says pestilence.
不同的翻译的人用不同的字，但是指的东西是一件事。
So again, the different translation they use different words, but how they mean the same thing.
所以耶稣预言，当他要回来第二次的时候，就有瘟疫要出现在这个地球上。
So that's why Lord Jesus prophesied that when upon his second coming there will be pestilence to appear.
我们回想一下，自从我们有意识到今天，你听了多少的瘟疫的名字，不同的名字，在电视或者报章杂志上。
So think back to from the time where we become self-aware until today.How many times have you heard of the any of these names of these various plagues that are being mentioned in the news and TV?
最近就是最近这17年，就是03年开始， 这个 SARS 开始什么？零三到现在十七年了。
So I think from 2003 until right now, so that's 17 years.
你还听到其他的吗
？So have you heard of other things?
禽流感。
So there's
Ebola.
Ebola. Swine flu.
还有呢 ？H1N1. Ebola 对吗？埃博拉吗？然后还有。为什么大陆猪肉价格提高啊？猪瘟嘛。
So yeah, because the swine flu, so the price of pork went up in China.
对不对？所以你就在我们最近的17年以来，许许多以前听都没有听过的这些名字，通通冒出来了。
So in this past 17 years, all these different names of these different plagues or viruses had come into our consciousness. Names that we have never heard of before.
还有叫肺鼠疫，有没有？
And there's even
不是最近在东北，在蒙古这一带有一个东西，就是老鼠引出来的，叫肺鼠疫嘛。
And so recently, actually in Mongolia, there's another plague that's due to that's transmitted by rodents, rats.
Yeah. 所以这些都冒出来了。
So all these things just start coming out.
好，那么我们刚刚看的是主耶稣自己的预言，说有瘟疫。
So what we just read is the Lord Jesus Himself prophesies that there will be pestilence.
我们再来看，主耶稣在的时候有什么事情
？And so let's take another look at what happened at the time of our Lord Jesus.
好，我们来看马可福音五章二十五节到三十四节里面的几节圣经。
Let's take a look at Mark chapter 5, verse 25 and 34, and we'll selectively pick a few verses from that.
对，所以我特别要注意看有一个患血漏的妇人啊。
And so especially pay attention to a woman who had this issue with blood.
这个翻译呢，我要请大家注意的是，你如果有英文的 King James， 你来看他的。King James 用的字。
So I want you to pay special attention to the word that's been used if you have the King James version of the Bible.
对，有一个女人患了十二年的血漏，是二十五节。
So in verse 25, it says that a woman who had a hemorrhage for 12 years.
好，到了二十七节，她听见耶稣的事，就从后头来，砸在众人中间，摸耶稣的什么衣裳。
After hearing about Jesus, she came up in the crowd behind him and touched his cloak.
二十九节。
And verse 29.
于是他血漏的源头立刻干了，他便觉得身上的灾病好了。注意灾病。
Immediately the flow of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction. So that's the word, affliction.
所以你的翻译是 affliction。但是 King James 翻译是 plague.
So the NASB version it says affliction, but in the King James version they use the word plague.
三十节，耶稣顿时心里觉得有能力从自己的身上出去，就在众人中间转过来，谁摸我的衣裳？
So verse 30, immediately Jesus perceiving in himself that the power proceeding from him had gone forth, turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my garments?"
那三十四节
，and verse 34.
耶稣对他说：“女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧，你的灾病痊愈了。”
And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction."
所以还是这个灾病 ，King James 翻译的是 plague。
So again, this word, the affliction, the King James Version used the word plague.
所以这个故事每一个基督徒读过福音书的都知道。
So this story for all Christians who read this, the Bible are familiar with the story.
但是你要问一个问题，为什么这个女人得到这么一个血漏的奇怪的病呢？
So you have to ask yourself, but why is this particular woman suffering from hemorrhage?
主耶稣用的字也是你这个病是瘟疫的一种。
So, because Lord Jesus also used the word plague to describe her affliction.
那如果你记得在旧约里头，神曾经要以色列人，在两个山上一边宣告神的祝福， 一边宣告神的咒诅，有没有？
So if you remember in the Old Testament, God have asked the commanded the Israelites to proclaim on two high mountains on one side, to proclaim His blessings, the other to proclaim His curses.
这是记载在申命记二十八章的。
So this is in Deuteronomy chapter 28.
一边把神的祝福，如果你按照神所说的去行的话，神要祝福你这样这样这样这样一大堆。
So on one hand, if you do according to what God commands you, commanded you, then you will be blessed with these things.
但是如果你没有照着神的话去行，违背神的命令，有这么多的咒诅要临到你们。
But however, if you do not, if you go against His commandment, then all these curses will occur.
对，那中间在咒诅的里面有一样咒诅，就是叫做 plague。
And then among those curses, one of which is the plague.
所以以色列人在主耶稣第一次来的时候，神有多少年没有向人说话？
And so when our Lord Jesus first came into this world the first time, how many years had it been since God last spoke to the Israelites?
就是旧约跟新约的中间那一段时间。
So it's the time between the end of the Old Testament and the beginning of the New Testament.
400年。
So that's been 400 years.
400年神不讲话。
So for 400 years, God did not speak.
为什么？
Why?
为什么400年神不向以色列人讲话？
Why did God not speak to the Israelites for
400 years? 因为你去读最后一本书马拉基书的时候，你就知道以色列人堕落。
So because if you go read the very last book, the book of Malachi, you'll realize that it's because the Israelites have fallen.
他们外表有一个第二个圣殿，行礼如仪，敬拜神，但是实际上他们的心是远离神的。
On the outside, outwardly, it seems that they have this beautiful temple, people go to worship and everything, but inside their hearts, they're actually far, far away from God.
神借着他的仆人马拉基跟他们讲的话，他们根本就不听。
And so God spoke through His servant Malachi to give them warning, but yet people did not listen.
不但不听，还要跟神辩论。
And not only did they not listen, but they also want to argue.
神说我爱你们，他说你在哪里爱我？
And when God said I love you, they say, well, how have you?
神说你偷窃我的物，他说我们什么地方偷窃过你啊？
And God said you have stolen from me, and they said, when have we stolen from you?
神的百姓完全跟神背道而驰。
So the people of God had completely turned 180 degrees from Him.
所以那四百年神不再讲话。
So for 400 years, God did not speak.
神不讲话是祝福还是悲哀？
Is a blessing or is it a curse that God didn't speak?
当然是悲哀啊。
Of course, it's very, very sad.
所以以色列人是活在神的咒诅的里面那四百年。
And so for those 400 years, the Israelites lived in God's curse.
所以我相信这一个女人得了血漏的女人是在神的 plague 底下，对不对？
So I believe that this one who was suffering from the hemorrhage was under the God's plague.
但是感谢主。
But thank God.
有没有出路？
Is there a way out?
啊，有，怎么出来的？
Yes. So how did she got out of it?
耶稣说，你的信救了你。
Jesus said, "Daughter, your faith has made you well."
她的信怎么表现的呢？
So how did she show her faith?
啊，她说，这位耶稣。
She said, "This Jesus."
我如果只要用我的手去摸到他。那个衣裳的下面有一个东西，衣襟，我只要摸那个，我会好的。
She said to herself, "If I just touch his garments, I will get well."
这句话什么意思？
What does this mean?
他知道耶稣怎么样，有能力啊。
For she knows that Jesus has power.
他不需要摸我。只要我摸他的衣裳就够了。
He doesn't need to touch me. All I had to do is just touch his garments. That's good.
所以果然，他从后面，耶稣都没有看见他，从他的后面来的时候，就摸了一下。他说：“我的 plague 走了。”
So she didn't even see him face to face. She followed him from behind and just touched his garment. And then she said, she knew that her plague was gone.
耶稣说：“谁摸我？”
And Jesus said, who just touched me?
他的门徒说：“那么多人挤你，摸的人摸你的人多得很。”
His disciples said, so many people look around us, and people are just against other people, so there's a lot of people touching.
所以碰耶稣的人千千万万，对，摩肩接踵，多得很，一路上人多得要命。
So there are lots of people physically pressed up against Jesus at that time.
Nothing happened.
But Nothing happened to those people.
对不对？大家碰耶稣，没有神迹发生。
So all these people physically pressed up against him, but no miracle happens.
只有一个女人来摸了耶稣的衣服，还没摸到等人，就摸了他的衣服边，神迹发生了。
But then there was this woman who didn't even touch Jesus himself, but rather just simply touched his garment, and the miracle happened.
耶稣说
，And Jesus said.
因为我觉得我有能力从我身上出去了。
Jesus said that he perceived himself that the power proceeding from him had gone forth.
所以耶稣医治人是用他的什么能力？神复活的大能，这是我们得医治的原因。
So Jesus healed people through his power. So the God's great power of resurrection, and that is where our faith comes from.
这个 power 原来在谁的身上？
So this power originally started from whom?
耶稣的身上，对吧？
So it started on,
他带着神生命的能力，无穷生命的大能，运聚在他的里面。
So he had this great power of life in him.
他最伟大的表现就是他死了，然后又从第三天又从坟墓里面复活了。
And the greatest demonstration of that power is from the fact that he died and then he resurrected.
可是这个能力怎么样在人的身上可以发挥作用呢？
So how can this discrete power take effect on the people around him?
只要有一点信心，你摸到耶稣的衣裳的穗子，你就得医治了。
All it requires is just that little faith. She only touched his garment.
所以那个 key 是什么？
So where's the key?
What's the key? Faith, 信心。
Faith, that's the key.
这不是说说的，这是真的有行动的作为。
So this is not just something you say with your mouth, with your lips.
在这么多的人群中，他一直在挤蹭啊蹭啊蹭到耶稣的旁边，而且躲在后头摸一下。
So all those many people, she pressed her way forward until she got close, and then she touched his garment.
这叫信心的表现。
That is called the demonstration of faith.
对不对？所以耶稣就说。夫人啊，你的信救了你。
So that's why, Jesus said, "Daughter, your faith has made you well."
所以我要让这个很活生生的一个耶稣当时的一个神迹，讲到瘟疫，即使在你这个女人的身上，一样可以得到什么医治。
So I want to use this very vivid example to illustrate that even for plague, even for this woman's case.It could be healed.
所以你到罗马书，不，同样的这个福音书，路加福音第七章21节的时候。
So the same thing in Book of Luke, chapter 7, verse 21.
路加福音是这样说：正当那时候，耶稣治好了许多的有疾病的、受灾患的、被恶鬼附着的，又开恩叫好些瞎子能看见。
Verse 21 says, And in that same hour he cured many of their infirmities and plagues and of evil spirits, and unto many that were blind he gave sight.
在这里耶稣做了几件事医治疾病。
So here he did cure many things. So first of all, infirmities.
第二，受灾患的是中文的翻译，英文还是 plague 这个词。
So secondly, plagues.
对吧？被恶鬼附着鬼附的人
and thirdly, those who
这是第三
of evil spirits,
第四叫瞎子看见
and fourth, he healed the blind, gave them sight.
这是耶稣在地上做工的时候他能够把这一切全部解决了
and so this is what Lord Jesus did when he was on earth. He was able to cure all these people of these different things.
钥匙是什么
and the key to all of this is
啊信心
faith,
对不对整个这些问题你只要有信心你的问题就可以得医治了
To all this problem as long as you have faith all this problem will be resolved
好这是第二个字 plague 在新约的我们看到的表现
So this is the word plague and being used in the New Testament
最后一个就是在启示录里面用
And lastly it's been used in the book of Revelation
在启示录里面这个字 plague 是另外一个特别的字用了15次
And so in Revelation this word plague has been used 15 times
对那我举一节 一段圣经 来念我们就可以结束今天的聚会
So I'll illustrate this from one passage in the Bible
启示录的第18章
So in Revelation chapter 18
我要请大家来看这个 第十八章我们要从第四节开始念。
So we'll read from verse 4.
对，念到第八节啊，第八节呀。
And read until verse 8.
让我们两个轮流哈。
So again, we'll alternate reading here.
第四节
，verse 4.
我又听见从天上有声音说：“我的名啊，你们要从那城出来，免得与他一同有罪，受他所受的什么灾殃。”
Verse 5. For her sins have piled up as high as heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities.
这个灾殃你要注意它的英文的翻译，第四节。
So pay attention to the English translation in verse 4. It says plagues.
对 ，plagues， 对不对？这个灾殃是瘟疫。
So receive of her plagues.
第六节，他怎样待人，也要怎样待他，按他所行的加倍的报应他。用他调酒的杯加倍的调给他喝。
Verse 7. To the degree that she glorified herself and lived sensuously, to the same degree to give to her torment and mournings. For she says in her heart, I sit as a queen and I am not a widow and I will never see mourning.
所以在一天之内他的灾殃要一起来到，就是死亡、悲哀、饥荒。注意下面这句话，他又要被火烧尽了，因为审判他的主神大有能力。
And so, verse 8, I'll read again. So, for this reason, in one day her plagues will come, pestilence and mourning and famine, and she will be burned up with fire, for the Lord God who judges her is strong.
这个是个预言，讲到主耶稣回来之前，地上这个大巴比伦要被受神的审判。
So this is a prophecy that before Jesus' second return, this great Babylon shall be judged.
巴比伦是指的这一个大的花花世界而说的。
So Babylon is in reference to this world that we live in.
人的财富、人的地位、人的奢华。
So people's wealth and their position.
就在这一个地球上向神表示人是万能的。
And so basically people try to show to God that they could do anything.
对。但是神说我要把你毁了。
But God said, I will destroy you all.
你的灾祸，你的 plague 在一天之内出现。
And that your plague shall appear in one day.
而且你整个的系统在一小时之内垮掉。
And your whole entire system will fall down in 1 hour.
这是神对巴比伦的宣告。
And this is a proclamation God has for the great Babylon.
对。然后对他的百姓说什么？
And then he said to his people, what did he say? He said, come out.
出来。
Come out.
不要有份于那个大的系统。
Have no part in that great system.
免得你要受到同样的灾害。
So that you will not suffer the same fate.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
不要爱这个世界。
Do not love this world.
如果爱这个世界，爱父的心就不在你们里面。
But those who love the world, the love of the Father is not in them.
世界的人追求财富地位。
So people of this world seek wealth and position.
权力。
And power.
情欲
and then lust.
这是世界的动力。
So this is what motivates. These are what motivates.
大陆的话叫做闷声大发财。
So these are what motivates people of this world.
你可以看到这个世界在一个极大的咒诅里头。
But you can see that this world is under this great curse.
它可以在一小时之内全部垮掉。
And in just one hour, all this could fall apart.
走着瞧。
So we'll see.
相信吗？
Do you believe this?
神的话，他怎么说，事情一定怎么应验。
God's word, how He said things will become reality.
所以我们要从这个世界的系统，大巴比伦的系统里面，耶稣的话说什么？啊，出来。
So according to Jesus' words, that we need to walk out of this great system.
第四节。
That is the great Babylon.
我的名啊，你们要从那个城出来，免得与他一同有罪。受他所受的 plague 瘟疫。
Verse 4 says, Come out of her, my people, so that you will not participate in her sins and receive of her plagues.
所以 如果你在网上听我这篇讲道
，So if you listen to this on the web，
你又是在武汉
，And you're in Wuhan，
神的话很清楚，出来。
So God's words very clear， leave，
对，出来
，leave，
你不要跟这个城有份
，Do not have a part in this city。
所以我们没有什么好怕的
，So we have nothing to fear，
对不对
？Right，
只要你住在什么，他的话里面。
As long as you can abide in His words.
现在有很多人开始不聚会了。
So a lot of people want to stop going to congregation.
就自己躲在家里聚会。
And so they hide in their homes and to worship.
但是你要注意哈，神的话说过什么
？But however, pay attention. Know that what God says.
不可停止聚会。
God said you cannot stop. Gathering,
好，那你说现在外面瘟疫那么厉害，我们怎么办
？So you say, well, look at how what the plague situation is going on. So what should we do?
现在有一个东西叫做 Internet.
So there's something called Internet.
你可以在网上开会，有没有啊
？You can have online meetings.
所以你还是可以借着 Internet 网上还是可以聚会的。
You can still gather on the Internet.
你们中间有没有人在网上聚过、开过会啊
？So have you ever had internet meetings？、
啊、有没有？有啊，对啊。
Yep.
你起码你跟你的儿子不是有什么视频吗
？So at the very least, you probably have many FaceTimes with your children.
对，你那边 enjoy 的，哎呀，这样表演一下，那样表演一下，跟他有说有笑。
And you could through your phones and through the internet, you could see each other and you could joke and laugh.
你可以用类似的东西，可以有一个网上的聚会，起码有上百人可以在这上面聚会。
So you could use similar tools and at least hundreds of people could gather together online.
对，每一个手机，每一个这个电脑前面可以有一堆的人在那里聚会，对不对
？So everyone who has a computer, everyone who has a cell phone.You can all go online.
对，像现在有些地方，像我们现在我们教会，你可以现在在家里面可以看网上的实况，它可以在家里看的。
So like our church, for example, we're set up so that you could actually at home you could see in real time live broadcast.
神已经在他要做事之前把一些工具给我们用了。
So.Before God started to do His work, He already gave us the necessary tools.
当这客观的环境到一个地步，你根本没有办法聚会。但是，因着这个科技的进步，我们还是可以聚会。
So, from objectively speaking, sometimes things may prevent us from gathering physically, but from a technology standpoint, we can still gather and worship.
所以弟兄姊妹，不要停止聚会，在今天是办得到的。
So do not stop coming to church. It's possible via today's technology.
对吧？所以我们每一个弟兄姐妹，我们要彼此鼓励啊。
So brother and sister, we need to encourage one another.
不要因为环境的艰难，我们的信心就缩掉了。
So may our faith not falter because of how challenging the environment is.
起码学学那个血漏的妇人怎么样
？So at least be like that woman who is suffering from hemorrhage.
挤呀挤呀挤到耶稣旁边来。
So that squeeze your way through to Jesus.
把手伸出去摸摸耶稣的穗子，你的所有的问题都解决了吗
？Extend out your hand to just even touch his garment, and then your problem will be solved.
对不对
？Right?
没有什么好怕的。
There's nothing to be afraid of.
耶稣是给我们今天最大的。保证他是神所设立的什么
？So Jesus gave us this greatest promise, guarantee that He is. He is the atonement for us.
好，我们来读一读这段圣经。
Let's
look
at this passage and then we'll.
罗马书三章二十三节到二十五节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 23 to 25.
罗马书三章。二十三节到二十五节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 23
到二十六吧，到二十六。
Let's read until 26.
对，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Being justified as a gift by His grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus.
神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义。因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先时所犯的罪。26节。
For the demonstration, I say, of his righteousness at the present time so that he would be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus.
所以今天我们在神的面前完全是因着耶稣做了我们的挽回祭，我们因着他可以来怎么样亲近神。
And today is all because our Lord Jesus has become our for our atonement. So through Him, we're able to get closer to God.
神对我们只有一个要求。
And so all God asks for us is this one thing.
什么？
What is it?
他的血，我们呢？信。
That we believe in Him. In his blood.
信就是一个行动。
So, faith, to trust that is an action.
信不是嘴巴随便讲讲。
So it's not something that we just speak with our lips.
你要像那个女人一样怎么样？把手伸出去摸啊。
You need to like that woman to have action, to extend your
hand
out and touch.
你要接触到耶稣嘛。
You need to be able to touch.
让神的话进到你们里面来。
So may God's word enter into you.
这样，什么都摸不到你了。
So only then,Nothing else can touch you.
瘟疫算不了什么。
Plague is nothing.
Amen.
Amen.
祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主。
Oh, dear Lord.
我们实在感谢你。
We truly want to thank you.
当有千人万人倒在我们的旁边。
And even though when there are tens of thousands of people falling by us.
而且今天正在发生。
And it's happening today.
主你告诉我们。
Lord, you tell us.
我们不怕遭害。
Do not be afraid of pestilence.
原因不是我们伟大。
It's not because of how great we are.
我们正好相反。
But it is the exact opposite.
我们非常渺小。
We are so insignificant.
伟大的是神。
Who is great is our God.
你是我们的盾牌。
And you are our shield.
是我们的避难所。
And our shelter.
你的儿子耶稣基督是我们的挽回祭。
Your son, our Lord Jesus Christ, is our atonement.
靠着他。
And by him,
我们可以得胜一切的难处。
We can have victory over all challenges.
我们要赞美耶和华。
So we shall praise our God.
我们要赞美耶稣。
And we'll praise our Lord Jesus.
我们也赞美圣灵。
And we'll praise
our Holy Spirit. 这一切都是神为我们做成的。
For all this is our God.
我们只要顺服你的话。
We just obey your words.
你就保护我们直到永远。
And you will protect us until forever.
求你帮助我们。
Please help us.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.